Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Donald Trump is on fire, and whose campaign is looking like it's on life support? Of course, we'll be talking about what happened on the trail this past weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But the big story, I think, and I love to start with something positive for once, right? And this is uber positive. I could never have been more proud and said to my friends, can you believe it? How awesome is this when this story broke? And you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what could have happened in Paris, what could have happened on a train that was headed to Paris, but instead three Americans changed the fate of who knows how many who could have been slaughtered in what was going to be a terrorist attack. Here's what two of the heroes had to say about what they saw on that train that made them act.
It feels pretty crazy. I never thought I would be here in this position, so it's unreal, like I said before.
Me personally, I'm still waiting to wake up. This is all just seems like a movie scene or something.
Here's what Anthony Sadler said. He's a California college student from the U.S. Ambassador's place in Paris. He said, at the time, it was either do something or die. And that's what he was saying there. I'm still waiting to wake up. It's like a movie scene or something. And then Spencer Stone, who is an Air Force man, said, I was thinking about survival. It was to survive and for everyone else on the train to make it. And it seemed like he was ready to fight until the end. His intentions were very clear. That's what he was going to do. The guy had a lot of ammo in the beginning. It was gut instinct and survival. Because what happened was that Ayub Akazini opened fire on the train headed from Amsterdam to Paris. This, again, happened on Friday before he was tackled by a couple of Americans. And three passengers were injured, including, you know, they had either a knife or gunshot wounds, and Stone had his neck and thumb caught when he and his two friends rushed Kazini and then prevented what was further bloodshed, including even stepping in to help and doing what they could. Here was Stone talking about stopping the blood.
I just went over, saw that he was squirting blood out of the left or right side of his neck. And I was going to use my shirt at first, but I realized that wouldn't have worked. So I just stuck two of my fingers in the hole, found what I thought to be the artery, pushed down, and then the bleeding stopped. And so I just said thank God and held that position until the paramedics got there.
Yeah, bravo. So that is absolutely our daily salute for the week and beyond. Again, immediately reacting, not just sitting there, realizing something was wrong, and the French couldn't be more excited about these three Americans, because the man opened fire on the train, he had tons of ammunition with him, and they're saying that he is the suspected Islamic terrorist militant, and they're confident that this 26-year-old man, who's a Moroccan, was identified by both the Spanish and the French because of his connections to a radical Islamist movement. So you had a couple people that were wounded, and again, this happened on a train heading from Amsterdam to Paris. Two American soldiers in civilian clothes, part of the group that disarmed this assailant, which could have been absolutely disastrous. It is just absolutely disastrous because he had an assault rifle, an automatic pistol, a box cutter, and he was definitely intent on harm. So can you imagine the president getting this phone call talking about this attack? He's on vacation in Martha's Vineyard. You can't get a better phone call than that. Because, I mean, first of all, you had some victims, but they were attacked. They're in the hospital getting treated for wounds. People could have been slaughtered. I mean, that could have been a blood train. It looked to be what he was going to do. He was intent on harming people. And if it weren't for the Americans acting, that could have been a much different story. So bravo and bravo again. They cannot get enough acclaim or praise or whatever because of what they did. And you could tell they were just very kind of taken aback and humbled by it. It wasn't, it's just they acted like they said. They acted when they saw something instead of being passive. They jumped to it. They knew what to do. They knew what to do in that situation. They knew they had to do something instead of letting this guy take control. So, again, what a huge moment that was. Again, heading into the weekend. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. All right, in the meantime, we move to something that we talk about all the time here on America Tonight. Because, boy, we are getting closer to that date in New Hampshire and Iowa, aren't we? February just doesn't seem that far away anymore, and maybe it's because we're talking about it so much. Donald Trump is thumping everybody. I mean, there's no question about it. Whether you like Trump, dislike him, whatever, you cannot deny he is thumping the competition. He is killing everyone because he does not have that sheen of politics around him. And, you know, the door is still open for him to run on a third-party ticket. You know, here's the thing. If he does a third party, what an automatic lose for the Republicans. So what do you do if you're Reince Priebus and you've got to figure out how to rein this in? I mean, Donald Trump is saying he'll take donations to his presidential campaigns, but not from lobbyists who want something in return. He keeps taking shots at influential donors, hedge fund managers, saying they get away with murder and would have to pay higher taxes if he wins the Republican nomination and is elected. So he was on CBS's Face the Nation. He's been part of the Sunday Swirl actually a couple of times now. I call that the talking heads and the politics that ensue, right? So he said he's willing to spend $1 billion on his own campaign. He wants campaign money, but he doesn't want any strings attached. No strings attached because, as his own history as a donor, it's left him skeptical of the contributions, which is what he said, that he's been a very big contributor to many, many people on all sides for many years. So he said, I don't want to have the same thing. He said he recently took a check from somebody for $7.23 who sent a letter saying it was all she had. He said he would take that, but he's not looking for any big dollars because he said the letter touched him. And, you know, individual monies are capped at $2,700, but the super PACs and separate groups and all of that, there's a way to get around that. And that's the other part about Donald Trump that you just can't deny. He's not looking for the do-re-mi because he has it. So what was supposed to be a farcical with Donald Trump has turned into be something completely different. Do you think, if elected, Donald Trump would make a good president? We're going to talk about that on the flip side. You can throw in your 2 cents. And if you do, why do you think he'd make a good president? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on America Tonight.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A good president. He is smashing everybody. In any poll anybody wants to throw up, how long it lasts, nobody knows. However, it is early in the game, but not too early for the Republicans to panic. And my sources say, yeah, behind the scenes, there is a little bit of a panic. There's a quandary, if you will, as what to do if Donald Trump doesn't get that loving feeling and decides, yeah, let me go on the third party. And would the Republicans really want him to jump to that third party? I can tell you this, the answer is no, if things continue the way they are, because he would split everybody up, and then that would destroy any Republican candidate. So what are the strong reasons to advocate for Trump, and what are the negative reasons? Somebody sent me a list of negative reasons. And three of them were, he's arrogant, arrogant, arrogant. He's a scumbag billionaire with a big fat mouth. He thinks he's super cool. He's just a silver spoon devil. A silver spoon devil. He has a creative slogan, Make America Great Again. On the positive side is what he's saying. He's not taking money from anyone, so he can still be that person who says what he thinks because he doesn't care what anyone else thinks. Because he does have the kind of money that they say, what do they call it? I can't say it on this show, but you know what I'm talking about. It's that walk-away deal where nobody can really tell you what to do because you have so much money. While money can't buy you happiness, it can certainly buy you comfort. So he's comfortable in who he is because it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to kiss up, suck up, any of that kind of stuff to anyone. Now, is he a seasoned politician? No. How would he be in the arena with the other wolves, especially when it comes to foreign policy? Tough to say. Here's what I think. Any great man or woman who builds a company, who builds anything for that matter, has good people behind them. They know how to delegate and they know how to pick the right people. A strong president has to have a strong cabinet, because no matter how smart they are, no matter how many briefings they read, they can only do so many. And no matter how up on everything and how plugged in they are with world leaders, domestically how they're plugged in, you can only do so much. You have to have strong people around you. Strong Secretary of State. Strong Attorney General. For that matter, just pick your poison. Treasury, uber important. I can't tell you how many Treasury secretaries I would have never even looked at. Donald Trump picking those people, if he were to get that close to the presidency, would be key. It would be key. And now with people excited and with him drawing crowds everywhere he goes, is that enough? Will that be enough to push him over the hill? So on Face the Nation, you had Chris Christie of New Jersey and Scott Walker of Wisconsin blasting Trump by saying that his plan on immigration is simplistic. It's too simplistic. The idea of building a wall, kicking everyone out, ending birthright citizenship sounds appealing, Chris Christie said, but I just think it's a very complicated problem. He says there should be a discussion of the things that we can fix, and fix simply without having to amend the Constitution. And who can do that? Who can turn the complicated around and get it going in the right direction? Walker was on ABC, actually, this week, and he said Trump sounded like a Democrat because he went after his record, etc. And he said he's using the talking points of Democrats that didn't fit in the past are not going to work now. So now it is a get Trump thing. Or, when they're constantly being asked about Trump, they're going to come up with answers now. And it does make you wonder. I've said this now, I think every night I've been on the air in the last couple of nights when I've been on, that it does send you in a direction saying, why does he want to be president? Why would he want to be president? Establishment Republicans, when they're asked from pollsters, they say, get out of here. They would never vote for Trump. That they want one candidate, and it's probably going to be Jeb Bush or somebody else. What about conservatives going after the Trump, Cruz, or nothing? I mean, conservatives are 50% of the GOP stock, right? The base. You have to have somebody sticking together, or there's going to be a disaster for the Republican Party. So what does the rank and file say? What do the pure conservatives say? What do the establishment Republicans say? And as much as people want to poo-poo them, you can't completely do that. We need somebody to bail us out of some of our economic situations. Who is the person to do that? Would Trump, if he were to be in office, because he is not a political person, would he cause mass chaos? And, of course, here's the thing. He has lobbyists for business he owns, and he says that. He gets it. He's saying, I understand the game because I play it. So then what happens? What happens with his businesses as he's playing the game, and he has benefited from lobbyists. He's benefited from all of that mightily. And he admits, too, with the giving campaign money to everyone. Not one party, not, oh, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative. I would never give anything to Democrats. Oh, no, no, no. He threw all his chips across the board, and he says it. He said that's exactly what he did. So he went up to the roulette table and splashed the chips everywhere to assure that he would win whoever won. And then it comes back to the same thing. Can Trump win? Will he win? Will he get Democrats to vote? Will he get enough people to really, really rally around him when the rubber meets the road? Because you can't spout a bunch of rhetoric that the people who are trying to stick to you embrace. He has to have hardcore. He has to have hardcore, meaty things that will stick. Interesting to watch what's happening here. And he gets all the headlines. So whoever wrote to me, because it was anonymous, and said he sucks the air out of every room, he does. But for some people, that's not a negative. Because he is gaining traction. He also said, you know, the things he's talking about. He said he would support women in combat roles. He would do that. We just saw what happened with the two women who went through the Ranger training and made it through. He's saying, yes, military combat roles, absolutely. But he said he would follow that advice from his military advisors. And he said, I want to hear all of it without a political bent. But initially saying, listen, the answer is yes, I'm really into it. Some of them are really, really good at it. But he still wants to hear it, if he were president, from the chiefs or from the different branches before he would completely sign off. One thing's for sure, we're going to have enough material to last us all the way through the election. There's no question about that. All right, stay with us. Coming up, some terrific weekly re-racks.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, Doug Giles is with us. He's got a great site you got to check out called Clash Daily. It's really a myriad of things that we talk about here on America Tonight with some hot opinions, no question about it. We saw just the other day Hillary Clinton being confronted by the Black Lives Matter group that she actually decided she was going to have a conversation with them, which I think backfired on her, and she tried to sidestep a few things. Doug, you probably saw clips of that. What was your take on, first of all, Black Lives Matter? They're disrupting some of these political rallies, but what was your take on how Hillary Clinton tried to handle that?
Well, first of all, I was so happy that they did confront probably the most uber white candidate that we have running for the White House. They're stirring it up. Do I agree with the Black Lives Matter message? I don't know. It seems like the white guys like me are more under attack than the blacks. Like, if you're a white Christian conservative and you're a cop, well, then you're the Antichrist, according to this politically correct postmodern milieu. But I'm glad they did. I'm glad that the Black Lives Matter guys confronted Hillary. I'm looking at a picture of her right now going toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano, with one of the activists, and she's bugging. It looks like she's scared. It looks like she's uncomfortable. And if this stuff's going to reoccur, which it looks like it's going to, and you saw it with Bernie Sanders and Jeb Bush, and now looking at Hillary, you know, one of these days they're going to confront Trump and the other guys. You got to just dial down. You can't ramp up. You can't bring security into knockheads. I think it'd be great to have a dialogue. I would love to see Donald Trump sit down and talk with these guys, because I think from a communicative standpoint, from a human standpoint, he connects wonderfully with people of all different races and ages and colors and economic backgrounds, and he's a billionaire. But Hillary, she should have tried Kate her southern drawl. Maybe that would have worked it, you know.
I like that, her southern draw. All right, since we're on the subject of Hillary, so now this whole thing with the server and the emails, and October 22nd, she's going to go on the Hill and testify or get grilled a little bit about Benghazi, supposedly, and these emails. But are they really going to stick to her, do you think?
No, I don't think so. And no. I know all my conservative buddies and libertarian friends, and even those on the left that are pig sick of the Hildebeest, they think this is, you know, her Waterloo, that she's going down. And I was like, you really underestimate the force that is the Clinton machine and their evil machinations. And I think she's going to pick her teeth, Kate. I think she's going to waltz out of that courtroom singing zippity-doo-dah, and there'll probably be a few dead bodies in the wake. And somebody's definitely going to go under the bus and get rattled and smashed at 95 miles an hour because of this thing. But the Clintons have skated through worse scandals and come out, you know, easy breezy, summer squeezy. This is Hillary Clinton. She's the soulless wench. She's got more dirt on people and all the federal level, DOJ and FBI. She's going to walk from this.
Yeah, absolutely. I say she's Teflon, and people don't believe me either. As you said, across the board, they really think that somehow she's going to go down, but I say absolutely not. I concur for all of the reasons that you just said, too. You know, we're talking about Donald Trump for a second there. What do you like about Donald Trump? And I think you already said some of it. He's a billionaire, and I think he is authentic. He is what he is, right?
Well, I think, first of all, Donald is shocked that he's a presidential candidate. I was watching him do an interview trying to read between the lines on what he was communicating, and he's like, look, I want to run my business. He said, but the punks, the scallywags, are so dense and deep inside the beltway that somebody has to do something. If the left's answer is Hillary or the strident socialist, at least he's honest about it, Bernie Sanders. And our answer is the conservatives during the campaign only, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and some of the other GOPers, then it's a really bad day. And I look at America as an incredible enterprise, and Trump knows how to run big enterprises. And the thing that I like what he's bringing to the table is that he is kind of moving in a John the Baptist mode, to where he is pulling up stumps and boulders, and he's saying crap that everybody and their dog has been thinking, but our elected reps, or those who want to be our elected reps, have no nuts to talk about. So I dig it. Is he going to be able to make it through to the long haul and finish this horse race? I don't know. But, you know, one thing that I find very interesting, of all the 15 GOPers that are taking pot shots at Trump, Ted Cruz isn't saying diddly squat. I think Trump's going to bow out and Ted's going to slot in. Trump's going to come behind and start supporting Ted, and it's going to be over and done with. We just got to make Ted a little bit more relatable. Got to get people to think he's human, because he's definitely the smartest man in the room, and I would love to see him debate Hillary. Oh my God, Kate, he would eviscerate that old hat.
You know, one thing, too, about that's interesting, and you bring about Ted Cruz, you say he's the smartest guy in the room. He is. People forget. They say, he's, you know, from Texas. He went to Harvard. I mean, dude, he hung in the Ivies with those people up there, right?
Yeah, no, people think us Texans, I live down here in Austin, you know, that we're just these stick-chewing rubes, you know, whose daddy lives in a double wide, and, you know, this is the most, I believe, Kate, it's like number one or in the top three of the most economically viable states in our nation. Four of our cities come banging in as some of the top places in the world to live. I think our economy's number 12 in the nation, or in the world, and that's with other nations. And Ted Cruz comes screaming through from great Ivy League school, and I guarantee there's nobody on the left that wants to dance with him when it comes to debating the issues, because, like I said, he's going to stomp all over their toes. And will he make them look completely foolish and like an idiot like Trump would? I don't know, but he will slaughter them. They will step into a Cruz wood chipper of gastronomical proportions that they would loathe having to face Mr. Theodore.
Yeah, I agree with you. Clash Daily with Doug Giles. You know, the other thing we started talking about at the beginning, that Black Lives Matter, and you have even a link on your site, and I happen to see this, about the lawyer that was on Dr. Drew, who was talking about what she thinks should happen, and pretty much, and you surmise this and wrote this, wants people to pretty much start shooting at cops. What is going on in this country? I have a brother-in-law that's a cop, and the nicest guy in the world in Texas, and it's scary, the things that are going on.
Yeah, I have a lot of cop friends as well, and have spoken at many funerals, especially when I lived down in South Florida. But no, it's open season, and you know, blacks kill blacks way more than whites, and white cops shoot black. I mean, the numbers are insanely disproportionate. But you know why? You don't hear squat about that. It doesn't fit the left's fairy tale, the narrative they're trying to foist on us. So it's you know, this lawyer shows up on Dr. Drew, and a good buddy of Clash Daily, one of our writers, and we carry his podcast, John Cardillo, is on there talking about you know, the cop safety, and the lawyer she told the former officer John Cardillo, it's only a matter of time before people are going to start shooting at cops the same way cops are shooting at them. And I'm telling you, this is something that Farrakhan is having a wet dream over, that Al Sharpton will monetize till Jesus returns. They want this kind of conflict. They want this kind of race war. And I think Obama does, kind of in a passive-aggressive way, because, again, he's not saying anything except incendiary comments about, you know, some police debacles, and not really addressing the issue and telling people to chill the blank out, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's wild. I mean, it's not just in the Northeast, whether it's the Baltimore situation or whatever. It just takes one thing and it ignites and it goes up and it's crazy. You have also on your site, and this is something we talked about the other day, you had two women, two that got through Ranger school, female Army Rangers. But and on your site, you say a combat vet talks about not having what it takes to be a Ranger. So bravo that they got through. But then we get back into this whole debate. Now you're actually doing the gig. What do you think?
Yeah, no, a buddy of mine who's an Army infantryman man who is real close with Chris Kyle, Omar Avila, who's burned over 85% of his body, Purple Heart recipient. He said, yeah. Matter-of-factly, he said the women don't have the physical strength or the mental strength to be a Ranger, and that the standards were lower in order to get them a pass and get them, you know, as full-fledged Army Rangers. And that's, as you can imagine, with this hypersensitive crowd that we've got nowadays, that's causing a full-on crap storm over at ClashDaily.com. I gotta agree with them. I support anybody who wants to take a bullet from me and defend our rights and our freedoms and put bad people down. But when you talk about lugging out a 250-pound, 6'5" guy that's got a full rucksack on and you're in a hot zone, I don't think a 150-pound girl could do it, even the strongest, toughest Ronda Rousey types, you know?
Yeah, and here's the thing. Certainly you don't want to put someone in that situation either, set them up for failure, because obviously I think if somebody goes through and they want to do it, they're a patriot, but you don't want to put the wrong people in the wrong positions already. It's Harry Carey enough with some of those situations we're in.
You look at the Navy SEALs. They came out today and they said, listen, we're open to female SEALs, but you know what? We're not lowering our standards. So if she can go through the grueling crap that we got to go through in order to, you know, wear those noble colors and stuff, then yahoo. And that's Omar's problem with this, with the Rangers. They dropped the standards.
Yep. And dropping the standards doesn't meet what's happening in the field, for sure. Doug Giles, thanks so much. Clash Daily.
These are 18, man. You can't drop the standards on that.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. You can't. ClashDaily.com. Check it out. Doug, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate. Always a pleasure.
I forgot about the power. Unfortunately, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
On the show, he's in our virtual green room right now. He is the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael Daugherty joins us. And Michael, I just saw this the other day. I was excited for you because of so many of the things that we've talked about over the time that we've had you on the show. But you are going to the summit in the Gartner Summit in Australia. And that is something when you think about talking about cybersecurity. Tell us what you're going to talk about while you're there.
Well, it's the Gartner Summit, which is one of the biggest advisory companies in the world, and they have big talks all over. And this is the cybersecurity summit for the Southeast Asia. And And I'm speaking about a matter of style and how the American regulators regulate cybersecurity and how that impacts the world, because the Internet is borderless, and what we do as America does impact everyone, especially in cybersecurity. And honestly, we're seen as bullies and not really effective in regulations, solving the problem. And so I'll talk about that for about an hour.
Wow, and so seen as bullies is because of regulation versus what? Why is that the perception is bullies?
Because it is the action versus the results of the action. Clearly, we do not have good cybersecurity, and we're behind. And going after companies or victims of cybersecurity isn't helping anything, because guess who the biggest violator is? It's the government. I mean, that is who has the worst cyber defenses. The United States has terrible cyber defenses within the government system, as we've just seen with the IRS and OPM, yada, yada, yada. So it doesn't work. Cybersecurity is a really early, early time right now, like medicine was 125 years ago. Things are going to be choppy, and not being collaborative but being punitive just doesn't work. And no one is intentionally doing this, and things are changing so quickly. But it's what you have when you've got lawyers that don't have any experience in technology, or and then they've got bureaucratic power. And the FTC in particular I talk about, because they have no rules or standards, and they argue they don't need to have any. So we're asking industry to spend billions of dollars defending itself. And if in the rearview mirror the government thinks it wasn't done right, they'll come after you. But they won't tell you what right is. And that is crazy to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. What is right? And you see it. I mean, it is the Wild West. And as you say, we're at the tipping point here. It's pretty scary, some of the things that are happening out there. And what does that say about our systems? Like you said, OPM and the IRS, think of the information that's there. I think it's frightening that there's not more. I don't know if it's lack of concern, lack of knowledge, lack of consulting, being silos. I mean, I think there's some silo building there. What do you think?
No, it's a lack of concern, because this is what we built for a century. We have built these bureaucracies and agencies for a century that are cultures of self-protection ahead of the country, and there's no accountability. And the tipping point is, this is how bad things are, that they can go along and still have basically the door wide open and nothing really happens. You know, there was such an outrage with OPM that the woman resigned. To me, is just sort of a PR piece. There still is. They just can't move quickly, and we're paying the price for them, you know, whistling around the graveyard for the past 15 years. And they were warned. I mean, these are people that were warned. But when you have a culture of no accountability, who cares when you're warned? It's someone else's job. And that's the culture of working for the government in some of these agencies.
Yeah, no kidding. Michael, what do you make of, you know, speaking of security, what do you make of what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton and this whole server thing and the emails and, oh, what was classified? I think the Clintons are like Teflon, and she'll get out of this unscathed. Whether that will cost her the presidency because of all the things that are being perceived about her and a lot of the things that are true and people are starting to realize. What do you think happens in the end with the Clinton stuff with the emails?
I think Bill is Teflon. I don't think Hillary is. And this could be another tipping point. I do think it really, if the momentum stays, her presidential aspirations are over. The people around her will go down before she goes down. They'll finger point and they'll take the hit and they'll go after. And that's the irony. This is the price you pay for being loyal to a Clinton. Is you'll get thrown under the bus, and it's a shark tank. So whether she gets indicted and a hand slap, it depends on what more happens. There's so many people that have a self-interest in protecting her because of her involvement with the Democratic Party that it will be different than Petraeus, and the public can see that. So I agree with you. I don't think she's going to jail. I don't know if she'll be indicted or not, but I do think this keeps on present course. She won't be the nominee.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to ask you this because on the other side, in watching Donald Trump, boy, talk about somebody who just knows how to get headlines. And we know this from before with Donald Trump. But do you think he kind of has put a, I don't know, has got people thinking and questioning the politics of career politicians, as it were? You're somebody who's familiar with what's going on in the Beltway. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's very, very early, and I think that what Donald Trump is doing is he's just tapping into a certain aspect of the population's rage and giving them a voice. And that's why I think at the current stage he can get away with saying anything, because people are just like someone that's going to kind of open the windows and scream, I'm not going to take it anymore. And he's smashing the glass. Because they all are insular. They do all protect themselves. They do across the aisle. It has turned into really a racket. I mean, Congress especially is not what the founding fathers intended on how these representatives conduct themselves or where they spend their time. And you know, we've had scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, and people don't know what to do. They feel helpless, and they don't know the avenue to funnel it. So I think he's hit that vein of frustration. And I think people could learn from it and not replicate everything about him. But there's certainly something appealing to be about being the outsider.
Yeah. We're speaking with Michael Daugherty, cybersecurity expert, among other things. And, you know, Michael, in looking at politics and what happens in Washington, here's the other part I don't get, and maybe it's that frustration. I always say it, and maybe because I also lived in foreign countries and I saw what people go through to vote. It's been suggested, and in fact, several candidates have mentioned this in the past, and now currently that's come up, about the idea of having an election day where we're off. It's a national holiday. Do you think that would get more people to vote?
Oh, no, and I think that's another ploy for the Democrats to shove people in. I mean, whatever they can do, you know, whatever they can do. Look, you know, your freedom and democracy, you have to go to it. It doesn't come and wait on you. And if you don't understand that fundamentally, you know, I guess you deserve as good as you got. And, you know, this to me, it's more lipstick on the pig, because it's... You know, we can't just enable everyone and give them the idea that this is all owed to them. That's not what the country is built on. And, you know, so, no, I think that you have to carve it out, and you have to know that it's your duty. And it shouldn't be a day off to have a long lunch after you're done.
I like that, a long lunch. Oh, you are hilarious. Michael Daugherty, the devil inside the Beltway. Perfect place to end this. Safe travels, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
It's great talking to you, Kate. Take care.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.